something.
Drink some coffee or get some coffee.
And I'm talking about having to prepare it, though.
Make.
And if you're thirsty, instead of drinking a Coke or something, you might just go into the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Right. And if you drop the glass, it's going to
break.
You dropped it and it
broke.
I have
broken
a lot of water. And if you're thirsty, you say you a lot of water.
Drink.
A lot to drink.
I drank.
I have
drunk.
You have company for dinner and they're all standing around the table. You don't want them to continue standing. You might say, well, go ahead and
take a seat or sit down.
So they went ahead and
sat down.
They had already, by the time you
sat. Sit.
Okay. Say it's something, if they're all seated there at the table, and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, mm-hmm. just say, go ahead and
help yourself.
So they went ahead and
helped themselves.
They had already
helped themselves.
If somebody passed you something that you just detested, what might you say when it came around to you?
I don't care for them.
Would it differ with what you said?
I may take a little bit, but I think it's proper etiquette to take it and then just keep pushing it aside.
Firing the dog. Yeah. What about food that's been cooked and served a second time? You say it's been
reheated.
Okay, you're having
leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
This is a very simple dish that you make just by boiling cornmeal and water and adding salt.
What is that, mush?
Okay. You ever heard the word kush?
Kush, yes I have.
Now, is there any difference?
I don't know.
Okay. You were talking about a garden. Do you all keep a garden?
Yes, we do.
What do you grow in there?
We grow tomatoes, snap beans, squash, corn, peas, greens, okra. And I got a couple of heels of watermelon.
You mentioned tomatoes. Do you grow this small variety?
No, I think what he has out there would either be Better Boy or Marion, and they are the medium to large.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for those small ones?
They are cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about another type of bean that's kind of oval-shaped and flat?
Lima bean or butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some butter beans in the garden. I don't remember. I believe we did find butter beans. I think some butter beans out there.
Okay.
Greens too. I don't know what I see of greens, but greens out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this thing that makes your eyes water?
Onions?
Yeah. And are you familiar with the small type that has a green stalk too?
Mm-hmm. The green onions. We have grown those before. I don't think there's any out there that should have.
Mm-hmm. Any other type of melons go around here besides watermelons?
Cantaloupes.
Okay. All these things together that you talked about, squash and tomatoes and grains, they're all
vegetables. Well, tomatoes are actually a fruit, I suppose, but we just refer to them as garden vegetables.
Right, okay. This stuff people used to make by the wash pot full. It's really the corn with the husk bleached off. Some of it's white, some of it's yellow.
Is that hominy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the ground up stuff that some people eat for breakfast.
Grits.
This is a starchy food that the Chinese eat a lot of.
Noodles?
Or it grows in flooded fields in Arkansas and Louisiana.
Soybean? No, it's rice.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
What about illegal alcohol that people make and steal?
Bootleg, moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Any other words you've heard for that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Fire water.
You ever heard of shinny?
No.
Mm-hmm. If something makes an impression on your nose, you might say, you know, something's cooking, you might say, just.
That smells good.
Mm-hmm. What might you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
Is there anything like syrup?
Molasses.
Is there any difference?
Yes. molasses is thicker. It's from cane. Syrup can be from maple tree, several things.
But molasses is strictly from cane.
Yes.
Say if I have a belt on that's made of pure cowhide, I might say, well, this is an imitation. This is
genuine.